Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Tick tock, Alan. Monday starts the on-air fund drive. We need $500,000 in the lockbox. $363,099 right now.
That's right, David. And that means about $137,000 to go. Isn't that remarkable? I mean, first of all, thank you to everybody who's put in so far. And if you haven't, as we approach the great whoosh factor as we end this thing, if everybody could do a little something, we would be saved. We see in the news that the president has zeroed out the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, something we told you was coming, as you remember, David, as you and I have talked about it any number of times. I warned the people at NPR and others that it was going to happen, and I was basically told, you know, this is not something we're worried about. Well, it may be that they get it back, but I'm telling you now, you've got to take it absolutely seriously. And anybody who doesn't is just foolish. WAMC has. We're going to do what we have to do. We're going to make ourselves strong. We're going to say, okay, no matter what this guy Trump does, we're going to be like Angela Merkel. We're going to do it for ourselves. As you know, the German Chancellor said this weekend in a major address, told everybody, look, we have to go it alone. The European Union has to. Basically a real slam at Trump and saying we can't depend on him. In the meantime, David, it's extraordinary what's happening with the Russians. He gets off the plane, and I knew this was going to happen. He is facing an investigation and a series of investigations that will not stop. They won't. Now, you've got a special prosecutor of incredible integrity. He's going to be looking at what happened. We see a story that has surfaced for the last 3 days about Jared Kushner and how he tried to set up or suggested setting up a back channel with the Russians. Wait a second, what is that? And now we have Kushner, we have Flynn, we have all the other guys, Manafort, who are around the now president in that campaign. You mean he didn't know? What did he know? When did he know it? Things are really beginning to unravel. So it's an extraordinary Monday that we start this week with. And if I were Donald Trump, let's put it this way, I wouldn't want to be him.
So what happens in the House races and the races coming up in 2018, Alan, with these investigations going on? We see a number of articles, including the Times, talking about whether the Republicans will run with Trump or against him.
David, you could not have put your finger on a more important thing. This is where the Democrats are getting a lot of criticism, because they're coming up with candidates who really don't make a lot of sense. You mean in this Georgia race that we are watching so carefully, you couldn't have found somebody who lived in the district or who was of substance when it came to policy? In the other case, the one that they lost by just a few points out in Montana, who did they find? They found, you know, a singer of sorts. Come on, cut it out. If the Democratic National Committee knows what it's doing, it's going to get in there. It's going to give advice. It's going to find candidates who can run and not come up with basically weak candidates who can't win. That is the problem. And in the case of Montana, in the case of Georgia, they don't have strong candidates. And that, when they are looking at taking back the House of Representatives, and they even come close in these races, means they should have found somebody better.
From there, Alan, we see in the Times this morning, the White House acts to roll back mandate on birth control. The Obama-era policy of free contraceptive coverage generated scores of lawsuits by employees that had religious objections to it, and Mr. Trump has vowed to reexamine it.
Well, David, this is part, as you know all too well, of what Trump promised to do. You know, he is playing to this conservative base of his, and he is not going to let go. As we know, Trump is famous for having said that he got women by grabbing them in a particular place in their genitals. That is the way he sees women. And, of course, here's another example of men making decisions for women, saying, okay, you can't have an abortion if you need it or if you want it, and I'm going to play to that base and tell them I'm with you on this. In the meantime, you know, he's got people surrounding him, a lot of women surrounding him, who know he's wrong about that. I mean, he's just wrong. So, you know, it's going to be very important in New York State, for example, to make sure that that's codified into law so that if he gets away with it and if this goes forward, the various states can do what they want. But of course, as you know, it's one thing to talk about federalism if you're a Republican and all the rest of it, until, of course, the states are doing something you don't like. And then the end of federalism as we know it. Then the feds take over. And then the feds say what everybody else can do, including the states. So when it comes to a woman's right to control her own body, this is a very dangerous time.